Quel point appréciez-vous cette station? Des personnes dévouées à la communauté, des informations qui comptent vraiment pour vous, la musique que vous aimez. Cette station a besoin de votre soutien. Rendez-vous sur monirc.ca pour en savoir plus sur l'initiative pour la radio communautaire qui assurera le financement de base de cette station. Sur monirc.ca, vous trouverez un moyen simple de signer une pétition et de rédiger un email à envoyer aux responsables politiques qui doivent entendre votre message. 5 minutes et quelques clics suffisent pour faire une grande différence. monirc.ca.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Hello, welcome back to Rachel's show. Let's travel back to 19th century Paris for our final book review today. The Lady of the Camelias by Alexandre Dumas Jr. is one of the most famous tragic romance in Western literature. It is the story of Marguerite Goudet, a beautiful, highly sought after courtesan in Paris, in Parisian high society. She lives a life of extreme luxury, funded by wealthy dukes and counts. She is famous for carrying white camellias when she is available to her lovers, and red camellias when she is not. Then she meets Armand Duval, a young middle-class man who falls deeply and genuinely in love with her. Not for her beauty and not as a status symbol, but for her soul. Marguerite abandons her wealthy lifestyle to live quietly in the country with Armand. For a brief moment, they are perfectly happy. But society does not let people escape their pasts. Armand's father secretly visits Marguerite, and he tells her that her scandalous past is ruining Armand's future and destroying his family's reputation. Out of pure, unconditional love for Armand, Marguerite makes the ultimate sacrifice. She lies to him. She tells him she misses her luxury life and abandons him, breaking his heart so that he will move on and have a respectable life. She dies shortly after from tuberculosis completely alone, while Armand hates her until he reads her diary after her death and realizes the incredible sacrifice she made. What I get out from this book is that we live in a world that is incredibly quiet to judge people, incredibly quick to judge people based on their labels, their past mistakes, or their social standing. High society looked at Marguerite and saw only a courtesan, but she possessed more honor, nobility, and capacity for true love than any of the aristocrats who judged her. Do not judge a book by its cover, and do not judge a person by their past. True character is defined by what someone is willing to sacrifice for the well-being of others. Let's listen to the next song check, song called Happy and Healthy by C2K in the album Stone Fruit.
To be happy and healthy.
Hello, welcome back to Richard's show. We have covered so much ground in the last 40 minutes. We explored the physics of a dying alien sun, the profound reflections of a neurosurgeon facing his own mortality, the psychological cage of a Canadian short story, and the heartbreaking sacrifice of a Parisian courtesan. The beautiful thing about reading is that it builds empathy. Whether it is a sci-fi novel or a 19th century romance, books allow us to live in a thousand different lives and understand the world from perspectives we would never otherwise encounter. All right, it is time for a transition for the next 20 minutes. Je suis votre animateur francophone. We are going to switch to French. We will review these themes of space, time, sacrifice, and the joy of reading. Reste avec moi sur CJSF. Bonjour à tous, bienvenue dans la section française de l'émission. Je m'appelle Richard. Aujourd'hui, la météo est incroyable. Saint nuages à Burnaby et il va peut-être pleuvoir vers 19h. Aujourd'hui, nous avons parlé de littérature. J'aime beaucoup lire. En anglais, j'ai parlé de la science-fiction, des histoires courtes et d'une romance classique. Lire un livre en français, c'est très bien pour pratiquer la langue. Le premier livre aujourd'hui était le problème à trois corps. C'est une histoire sur l'espace. Dans le livre, le futur de la Terre est en danger. Les extraterrestres arrivent. Mais le message est positif. Les humains sont très forts. Face à un grand problème, il ne faut pas pleurer. Il faut travailler ensemble. La résilience est notre plus grande force. La chanson prochaine. Memory One, Invitation by Nicole Polo.
Bonjour à tous. Continuons avec le deuxième livre. Quand le souffle devient air. Souvent, nous disons « Je vais faire ça demain. » Mais le docteur dans le livre nous apprend que le futur n'est pas garanti. Le message est important. Vivez aujourd'hui. Mangez bien, parlez avec votre famille, regardez le ciel. La vie est un cadeau. Nous avons encore du temps. Parlons de la dame aux camélias. C'est une grande histoire d'amour en France. La société est souvent cruelle. Elle juge les gens. Mais l'amour vrai ne juge pas. L'amour vrai protège l'autre personne. Ne juguez pas les gens rapidement. Cherchez toujours le bon sort à l'intérieur. This brings us to the end of our literary broadcast today. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in, who texted or called in the studio, and who shared their Saturday morning with me. I hope you take these lessons from the literature into your weekend, possess the stubborn resilience of humanity against the vast unknown, live fully in the present moment, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. Have the courage to step off the bus toward freedom. And always love without judgment. Thank you again for texting the studio or calling in 778-782-2573. The line is still open. Be sure to follow up the Instagram at RichardShow2025 for the words and content behind the scene. Je suis Richard. Prenez un bon livre. Restez à l'ombre avec cette chaleur. Conduisez prudemment et à samedi prochain. Au revoir.
We can only go up from here.